Jacob Vila. Sir, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Jay. For Jake's take today, what's on my mind is I want to do a continuation of what I was talking about yesterday with social media, but it has to do with what you were just talking about with AI. You know, I'm noticing a lot of AI being implemented now into all this different social media that we're using. Like, for example, now on Instagram and Facebook, and I mean, those are the two that I mainly use, but I'm noticing that on a lot of others as well. If you go to like the search on your social media, you go to the top, it's not just a search bar anymore. It literally says at the top, ask Meta AI anything. That's on Facebook and Instagrams. And, you know, we're already head started into it. I mean, it's been that way, I think, for a year now, you know, after ChatGPT and all these different AI programs, that Chaco AI that you just mentioned. It's, you know, I think there's not going to be enough regulation put into it. Of course, their algorithms are going to be made to, you know, just cater to what consumers and users are going to, you know, ask it, what they're going to do. But, you know, who knows if, you know, the AI is, you know, collecting the data of people personally from their personal accounts. I mean, let's think about that, because, you know, you're a social media user, Jay, let's say, and you go on your Instagram, you're checking to see what's going on, but then you go to the search bar and you ask, what's top, you know, results from last night on sports, let's say, you know, the games last night, let's say. And it's going to collect your data, though. It's going to, you know, it's still connected to your personal accounts, and it's going to be collecting your data. It's going to get all your information. I mean, usually it's the people that follow you, that you allow to follow you, that will see your photos, let's say, on your profiles. They'll be able to see your information. But how do you know that the algorithm in the AI isn't collecting your personal information and that, you know, right, potential, you know, nefarious people, you know, I'm going to say, could see it?
You know what I say to that? Wah, wah, wah.
And why is that?
Because I find it the most boring subject. And I love Phil Siegel, by the way. We have him on. He's the founder of Captors. But his AI stuff is so tedious to me. You know, blah, blah, blah. It's going to take over the world. Okay, blah, blah, blah. You know what? I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm not a big social media guy. I'm really not. I just find it tedious. What if the sky's going to fall, right? I mean, what if the sun doesn't come out tomorrow? I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, I do understand that, but I think we're years and years from, you know, there being a, I don't think a Terminator type event is going to happen anytime soon.
No, of course not. And listen, you have to be on your game as far as this stuff taking over your job. Yeah, okay. But you know what? It's not going to happen for a long time. I don't think.
I do agree with you on that.
To me, you can never replace the human element in life, unless you're an umpire in baseball, which is, they do a horrific job sometimes calling balls and strikes. But in essence, the human element will prevail. No question. There is a lot of technology out there, but man, does it bore me. This is the least favorite subject. I would rather watch my life as a 600-pounder on TLC. Tie me up. Put toothpicks in my eyelids. And let me endure 10 episodes. Didn't hear anything on artificial intelligence. I'm sorry, my friend.
Nah, you know what, Jay? That's okay, because it's a subject that can be boring. But I'm not talking, of course, you know, about a...
There's more important fish to fry on this planet right now than worry about AI.